right. It is 7:45 on your Monday morning, this very first day of April. And we're going to talk about something right now near and dear to my heart. And I am so excited about this. I wish that actually the 5K were this coming weekend, because it's always such a wonderful event for a very wonderful, wonderful organization. And we have on our WHBC newsline right now the executive director of Girls on the Run East Central Ohio, Brian Ohm. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Pam.
So I'm excited for this, and we're talking about the spring 5K. Let's first talk a little bit about the spring season. How has it gone so far for you guys?
It's been great so far. We are in about 41 sites. And we have, I think, about 43 teams. It's a pretty decent-sized season for us, about 560 girls this spring, and we're just excited that we're able to reach out and serve as many girls as we can this year.
That's great. That's great. So for folks who maybe aren't familiar with what Girls on the Run does, maybe just explain a little bit about it.
Yeah. Girls on the Run is a social-emotional learning program that creatively integrates running. And what we try to do is we teach girls how to be strong, confident, and the best versions of themselves. So we want them to have a positive body image and just overall just feel like they can be who they want to be in life.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I loved when I coached, was that, you know, there were girls who loved to run and did it. But then there were other girls who were very, you know, fearful of you know, taking on that, what they felt was like a big challenge for them. But by the end of it all, you know, they may have not been running like a marathon, but they sure were, you know, taking on the challenge and putting forth the effort and having fun doing it. It was great.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in the 5K event. It's just an amazing thing to see those girls cross the finish line. If you haven't done it before, it's just one of those things that you don't expect all the emotion and the season to finish like it did.
Yeah, it's a great celebration for sure. So tell us about the spring 5K walk run. Where is it, and when's that happening?
Yeah, so this is going to be our 15th anniversary of Girls on the Run in our area. Our 5K this spring to celebrate is going to be over at Clay's Park, and it is on Saturday, May 11th. And we're going to start out at around 9 a.m. with a bunch of fun activities. We always have a happy hair booth, a bling your bib. We set up a Girls on Our Own store for some merchandise. And we have a bunch of other fun stuff like raffle baskets and some extra stuff this year planned. We got some inflatables coming out. So we're looking to do a little more and celebrate our 15 year this spring.
Yeah, that'll be great. And we always we'll be there and mix with our sister station, Mix 94.1. We like to play some music and get everybody and, you know, all amped up and ready to go and have some fun. And you can be, you know, an expert. You can be a runner. You can be a first timer. You can do, it doesn't matter what your level is, right?
Correct. Yeah. We just want you to know that we're there to support the girls. We want you to know that anything raised through that 5K is going to go back into the program and help girls who may not be able to afford the program, or even just get supplies and help out the girls that are in the program already. So any contribution that you can give, or if you're not available to run at the 5K, we also have a fundraiser going on, our Give 15 fundraiser that you could donate to. We have several different ways you can get involved as well. We have volunteer opportunities for the 5K. We also have, we're going to open up our fall coach registration here around the time the 5K starts. So there's plenty of ways that you can get involved in Girls on the Run and give back as well.
Yeah, and if you want to just come out and see how things go and what it's like, it's a perfect opportunity. So they can go to your website to register right now, correct?
Correct, yes. Our website is www.gotr.com. And then eco.org. And you can register there. You can sign up to volunteer there. You can donate there. Whatever you would like to do with Girls on the Run is able to be done on that website.
And we also have that link to the registration on our website on whbc.com and on mix941.com. So we make it nice and easy for you if you want to do that. But take it from me. It's a wonderful, wonderful event, and it's fun, and it's just such a great celebration that day, too. So We're looking forward to it. Brian, you've done a great job. This is what, your second year, right?
I'll be hitting my first full year by May. It feels a lot longer.
It does. Sure. You do such a great job. See there? I feel like you're just an old pro and veteran there.
I appreciate it. I really do.
All right. Well, awesome. That's so great. All right. Well, we're going to keep talking about this, and I look forward to seeing you, obviously, on May 11th. And if anybody has any questions, they can go to the website. Is there a number they can call if they want to talk to anyone?
Yeah, we have a number that's on the website.
Okay.
Here, let me pull it up here. It's not right in front of me. It is 844-446-8779, and it'll direct you to either myself, our program coordinator, or our marketing and 5K coordinator.
Okay.
And they can help answer any questions you have related to the program, the 5K, or just Girls on the Run in general.
All right. That's awesome. Well, thank you for coming on today. And again, I'll see you on May 11th.
Yeah, great. Thanks so much, Pam.